F. Tiden. In time.
The conflict between Israel and Palestine is one of the world's most enduring, violent and complex conflicts. Though both Jewish and Arab Muslims date their claims to the land back a couple of thousand years, the current political conflict began in the early 20th century. After that, after the Second World War, many Jews fled persecution in Europe with a goal to establish a national homeland in what was then an Arab Muslim majority territory in the British Empire. The Arab resisted as predicted, seeing the land as rightfully theirs. In an attempt to solve this territorial conflict, the United Nations came up with a resolution to divide the land equally between them. Yet the plan quickly failed, and Israel and the surrounding Arab nations have since then fought several wars over the territory.
Due to the recent escalation of the conflict, there has been an increased interest and worries about the conflict. In October this year, Sweden presented its new left-centered government, and they announced that the Swedish government is officially recognizing the Palestinian state, being the first long-term EU member to do so. Last week, the UK followed the same direction and voted in favor for recognition, joining another 130 countries around the world. To better understand this current political debate, we will start by discussing the main strategies regarding a peace solution. Basically, there are two main proposed strategies for peace resolution.
Yes, well, the first solution that is proposed is a one-state solution where the land would become a unified state. Most observers would think that this could cause more problems than it would actually solve, given the historic and present strong division between the people. There are those that would argue that this outcome might become more likely over time for the political and demographic reasons.
So what would this one-state solution mean in practice?
Well, a one-state solution would, of course, then merge the Israel and West Bank and the Gaza Strip into one nation. And there are two proposed versions in which case this could end up. So the first one would be to create one single democratic country, which would then ultimately end the Israel to be as a Jewish state. This is, of course, something that the Jewish population would disagree on. There is also another possible scenario that if Israel tried to maintain the Jewish state, which could lead them to either force out Palestinians or, in that case, deny them the equal right to vote. Very important to note here is, of course, that virtually the entire world, including the Zionists, reject this option as an unacceptable human rights violation. But I actually think that this demonstrates quite clearly the complex reality in finding a resolution.
Mm. So for many, a one-state solution is a quite controversial option. The other one is a two-state solution.
Yeah, of course. And this is the primary approach, actually, to solving the conflict today, which would then establish Palestine as an independent state in Gaza and most of the West Bank, leaving the rest of the land to Israel.
So quite straightforward. What would be the problem then of in practice with such a solution?
Well, like you said, this is very clear in theory, but both sides are still very deeply divided over how to make this work in practice. This two-state solution with an independent Israel and Palestine is, like you said, the mainstream approach. The idea that the two sides want to run their countries differently is basically the main argument for this, because neither sides can really get what they want in a joint state. It's commonly believed that the only possible solution that satisfies most people would involve separating the two. And while looking at polls, they suggest that both Israeli and Palestinians do prefer a two-state solution.
And in addition to this, inability of Israelis and Palestinians to come to a two-state solution has led to a recent interest in one-state solution, partly out of the sense of hopelessness and partly out of fear that if the sides cannot negotiate in a two-state solution, a de facto one-state outcome will be inevitable. And another central issue is the city of Jerusalem, which has a great religious meaning to both Jews and Muslims. And the suggestion in a two-state solution would be to also divide the city so both sides could Jerusalem as a capital city.
Yeah, definitely, and it's quite obvious that given the conflict that the conflict has gone on for such a long time, there are of course many factors hindering a resolution as for today. A political problem connected to recognizing the state of Palestine is connected to the political division between Palestinians per se, Fatah in the West Bank and Hamas in Gaza, which has been enabling negotiation to succeed.
So now we presented the two main peace solution, which get us to the current recognition of Palestine state by the Swedish government. The Prime Minister of Sweden, Stefan Löfven, has stated that a two-state solution is the only way to solve the conflict. And for that to be possible, one of course need to begin with recognize both sides as states. UPF, tiden, in time.